Today's Church Tech Tip is the WAVE Conference. Joining us to explain more about this conference is Ron Procopio and Mike Brown Sestero. Hey, guys.
Hello, hello. Hey, David.
All right. I've heard a rumor that WAVE is joining forces with Cavlo. Ron, can you tell us what's going on?
This is true. We're actually very excited to do this. Coming out of our last event in Louisville, Mike at Cavlo reached out to us about the possibility of two events, both with the same heart, same ideas, coming together and making more opportunities for each other. And it was just too good of an offer for us to not work together and create this this joint effort.
That's awesome. So, Mike, it's great to meet you. I hear you run Cavlo. Tell us more about this event and how WAVE is helping your mission.
So I created Cavlo back in 2020 when we were all sitting at home, you know, for just 6 weeks waiting for the curve to flatten. And I got tired of putting in my living room. And 2020 was the year where all of the audio, video, and lighting trade shows, for commercial professional products, happened to be in Vegas. And even the trade shows that are that aren't necessarily about AV, but have a good AV presence, some of them were also in Vegas. The only shows that weren't in Vegas that year were NAMM, of course, always Anaheim, and USITT, which rarely, I don't know if it's ever come to Vegas. But of course, all those shows, 13 of them in total, ended up canceling or postponing into 2021. And I thought, you know what, I know lots of manufacturers. I've been an integrator, an audio video integrator by trade now for over 20 years. I know lots of manufacturers. I know lots of end users and other integrators. I can, you know, rent a ballroom and put some people in a room. And so we did, and we originally were going to go in September of 2020. That became November. That became February of 2021. Finally, in May of 2021, the very first Cavlo debuted right here at this hotel that I happen to be in today doing another project, the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. I reached out to Ron regarding WAVE because, listen, firsthand, I know how hard it is to do a regional event. It is a lot of work. You're not going to, you know, retire, you know, stinking rich off of doing regional AV shows. So you really have to do it because you're passionate about it and you enjoy it, right? And I really love doing the Cavlos. And so I reached out to Ron after his St. Louis show and I said, hey, listen, instead of both of us kind of dancing around each other and trying to avoid each other on the schedule, because, you know, most manufacturers are only going to do one regional show per quarter or so, maybe two. But instead of us beating our heads against the wall or, you know, against each other, you know, trying to fight for good dates and find good locations, maybe we can work together. Let's try it out, you know, once or twice. Start with Nashville. If it goes well, maybe we do another one and see if that works, right? And I can tell from talking to Ron that his passion is the conference, right? He loves the learning sessions. He loves helping people grow their ministry through the use of technology or have their ministry at least be more impactful through the use of technology. And I like the trade show aspect. We do discussion panels. We do educational sessions as part of Cavlo. But I love the trade show part of it. I love the booths. I love building the floor. Floor gets torn down. I love the magic of it, right? You show up one day, nothing's there. 5 hours later, there's a trade show, you know? So that's where I think Ron and I can really work together and help each other out, frankly.
So Ron, what can people expect this year at WAVE?
Yeah, it's, as Mike mentioned, what we're really going to benefit from with Cavlo is having a more robust expo floor. Having, you know, we've had traditionally somewhere between 25 and 35 exhibitors where when Mike and I are both working on this, we expect that we can bump that up a bit and show more technologies to people. The conference part that we've been working on is also going to have some really cool stuff. We're going to have some your traditional lighting design sessions and your audio design, but we're incorporating some leadership sessions. We've got an AI session, where to begin with AI in your church. So we're really trying to have a rounded conference program. You know, everybody from the team can come and learn something at the conference and not feel that it's dominated by one topic or another. There's something for everybody.
And Mike, I see on your website here that you get to see the gear and touch the gear. You mentioned just a second ago that you really got into the trade show piece of it. And even the pictures I see here are amazing. It looks like an awesome trade show environment. Who are some of the manufacturers that are coming to this event?
So as of this morning, confirmed, let's see, I'm drawing a mental picture of the trade show of the floor plan, which, by the way, is available on the website. Anybody can download it. We update it every 2 or 3 days or so. If you go to cavlo.tech/exhibit, scroll down, you'll see the floor plan. You'll see who'll be there. But we've got Meyer Sound, Blaze Audio, Planar, AMX, JBL, Analog Way, Mainlight, Mega, Sweetwater, Media Technologies out of Canada, Sound Control Technologies. I'm probably missing a few in there, but that gives you a good idea. Oh, Aurora Multimedia. That gives you a good cross section. I try in particular, and I'm sure Ron would agree with me that he tries also, and therefore together we both be trying to have a good mix of not just audio, video, and lighting manufacturers, but also knowing that there's different segments to those, right? You have the kind of audio that you would use for building video conference rooms and, you know, in a corporate environment versus the kind of, you know, live audio, production audio, and same thing for video or lighting. And I try and have a nice mix of all that. We try and have networking companies there. Zyxel, a company that makes network switches, routers, that sort of stuff, they'll be there. Longtime exhibitors. As a matter of fact, I think they've exhibited in every single Cavlo. So it doesn't really matter what segment or what market you come from. If you're in commercial AV, there'll be something there for you.
And where's this happening at, Ron?
Yeah, we're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to be at the Gaylord Opryland.
Ooh, Nashville, Tennessee. Now I know why I'm coming to this event. Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
At the Gaylord. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there.
Yeah, it's a great property. Amazing barbecue. If you haven't been, we'll keep you entertained. There's food. There's all kinds.
It's not as good as Texas barbecue out here in Dallas. But
I'm right with you. You will notice what color this shirt is. And my company colors happen to be the same colors as the greatest university on earth.
And what a university would that be? You might as well give your shout out. Go for it.
That would be the University of Texas. Hook 'em.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Texas barbecue is recognized as the world's best. What Ron meant to say was that the barbecue in Tennessee is a close second, a very close second.
Well, the Gaylord, all the amenities there, it sounds like a really fun, inviting environment for a trade show, for you know, a conference with speakers.
It totally is. And you know what it reminds me of? And I'm going to date myself here, because a lot of your viewers probably have never been to a Holiday Inn Holodome. But back in the 60s and 70s, Holiday Inn had these chain of hotels that had big geodesic domes made out of glass in the middle. And you would walk through the dome to get from, you know, say the pool area to the hotel rooms, or from the rooms to the restaurant area, right? The lobby and check-in was right usually in the dome there. But a lot of them also had, like, in the dome section, they'd have like a little 9-hole putt-putt, you know, course, right, set up. Or they'd have an arcade, an open-air arcade, right? The Gaylord, and apologies to the Gaylord people, because obviously a Gaylord is several steps up from a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're going to be like, what?
It reminds me of that, though, because you can walk this entire property, you know, indoors. They have this huge atrium in the middle that has open air restaurants, tropical plants. They have koi ponds and bridges going over stuff. This whole, and that's how you get to and from, you know, say the hotel rooms, to the convention center, to the restaurant section. It's this big open area. Like, obviously right now it's snowing in Nashville or in Tennessee, but generally speaking, the weather in Tennessee is pretty temperate. If it were in Chicago, this Gaylord would be phenomenal. It'd be one of those places, like, you check in and you'd never have to walk outside until you checked out, and you could eat at, like, you know, 10 different restaurants without ever leaving the property. I love the Gaylord. It's a beautiful property.
Yeah. Plus Nashville has a great, you know, downtown area, the Gaylord, all-encompassing. You can pretty much do whatever you want right inside the Gaylord. It's a beautiful complex. It's an awesome place to hold this trade show and conference.
Yeah, we love it for all those reasons. And downtown is, I think, about a 15-minute drive away. So super easy to get around. We love Nashville. This will be our second time in Nashville, actually. We were there spring of 2022 as well.
Well, if you guys want to take your tech skills to another level, meet others like you, put your hands on the gear, and experience amazing speakers training and education, You don't want to miss out on the Wave Conference at the Cavlo event. For more information or to secure your tickets, please go to wave-event.co. That's wave-event.co. You can also go to cavlo.tech. That's cavlo.tech. Reap the benefits of the Cavlo Trade Show and the Wave Conference. Book your tickets today by going to wave-event.co or cavlo.tech. Thank you guys for coming on and telling us more about these amazing events.
My pleasure.
Thank you, David.